The Proud Family is coming back. Atlanta is booming in business. And Jay-Z, what's really going on? We have all that in store. You just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey. Whoa. Hey. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
There's a lot going on.
It is a lot going on. We're going to tell them all about it because it's been a crazy last week. You know what it is. Yeah, I mean, hey, thank you guys for joining us. This is Black Twitter again. Hope you guys are in the live chat and all that good stuff. Stay tuned with us. Once again, my name is Rocky Harris, and to my left...
Well, you guys, you know it's Jamie Gray. What's up?
Let's pop in. You know, we got a lot in store for y'all. We're not going to do retweet and delete today, but we do have Who Said That, so
exactly. Stay
tuned for that. We're missing two of our panelists, but that's okay. We're going to keep it live and pop it for y'all. Sierra's actually celebrating her birthday, so we do want to give her...
Happy birthday!
Exactly!
Leo Gang Gang!
You know, happy birthday to you.
Hold on. Happy birthday to... We got to get the snap, sorry. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Wait, because it doesn't go happy birthday. Something like that. Listen, we're gonna get all the blackness together.
We love you, Sierra. Happy
listen, because black people got too many remixes. We for
do.
Happy birthday.
I think we were just a little offbeat. That's all. It was just the snaps. It's okay.
Is it me? The colonization.
It's
something.
Birthday.
But,
see, okay.
Listen, it's just me and Jamie, so you know it's going to be, hilarious.
And Aries energy. So.
Aries gang.
Gang, gang.
But no, so yeah, we have a lot of crazy things to talk about. I mean, Jay-Z, the NFL. But before we get into it, we want to get into each other since, you know, we've been having a crazy weekend and day kind of a little bit.
It has been, you know, just like with work, you know, we have lives outside of here. So work and just personal life. But I think, you know, things are getting better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's getting better. It's crazy because it's already August. And I'm just like, where is the time gone? Because literally, we're almost at the end of August.
Yeah. Tell us what you guys' goals were, your New Year's resolutions. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Listen, the only New Year's resolution that I've been trying to, like, keep is, like, working out. And thankfully, I've been somewhat consistent, like 50-50.
Yeah, you look good.
You know, I'm a little slim thick.
Okay.
That's a little weight that I kind of want to, you know, pull
off.
She
keep it juicy?
You know.
I mean, okay, mine was 2019 is what I make it.
Okay.
And I think that was like a reminder. But I think that also put hella pressure on me to get things done. And I was talking to you about it, where I think sometimes we tend to put too much pressure on ourselves. And so I was guilty of that this entire year. So I'm trying to just figure out and recollect myself. And I think God is literally wanting me to just change who I am completely. And that's just the phase I'm in right now.
Absolutely. No, I had a pretty eventful weekend. My sister and brother-in-law came into town.
Yes!
And she's expecting. So this is my first time seeing her, you know, preggers, and it's real cute. I feel like I'm involved. I'm, like, forcing myself to be involved into their life as a married couple and now expecting a child. But I'm there.
I mean, I'll let you know, being an aunt is a huge responsibility.
It is, and it'll be
but
my
it's
first...
an amazing, like, no, for, I was just joking, but, like, it's an amazing thing, and I think it's dope, too, because your sister's a Leo, and you're Aries.
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, the love of my life.
Yeah?
Phoebe Afton Harris is the love of my life. Oh,
and
sorry.
I love y'all's names.
Phoebe Afton Burns,
excuse me. Get it right.
Right, and, you know, she's a married woman
she's
now.
Married now. She's married now.
Okay. One day, fruition. But no, what we need to put into fruition is, you know, just some eyes and ears around Jay-Z, because we do not know what's going on, this NFL deal. Like, tell us about it, Jamie.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this has been heard all around the world, I feel like, because everybody knows Jay-Z, everybody knows the NFL, everyone knows Roger Goodell. And so we all saw the meeting that they had. All of a sudden, Jay-Z is teaming up with the NFL to buy a team. What team? We don't even know yet. Mm-hmm. But everyone is just caught up in what Jay-Z said. So a lot of people are like, what is he doing? Why is he chopping it up with Roger Goodell? Like, they're buddies.
Right.
This is a huge deal. He's making a business move, but a lot of people are wondering.
It's been a big conversation within the black community,
for sure.
Because, as you guys know, the NFL has been on rocky relationships with the black community, especially with Colin Kaepernick, who still doesn't have a job. And they refuse to give him a job for, you know, whatever racist reasons that they have. But it is weird to me that Jay-Z, it was kind of like, okay, I'm happy that he has a seat at the table.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what seat is that? And are you actually going to be helping other people? Because I heard that he told other people to turn down that deal.
Oh, for sure. Like, think about it. When Rihanna was going to do the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. she said no. And her and Jay-Z aren't like this. You know, that's his protege.
Right.
But so many people have been coming at Jay-Z from left and right. So some people had some good things to say. This first tweet from Black Twitter, Dee Norwood says, so y'all mad at Jay-Z for taking the baton and moving forward? Y'all are mad that he's talking about taking action now that we have attention? Y'all are something else. Shaking my head. So what he's talking about is in the meeting, Jay-Z said, I think we moved past kneeling. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to go into actionable items. Just that part alone, what do you think?
I just feel like that's bogus because that's like saying, okay, well, Rosa Parks, we need to stop boycotting the buses. It's time to, you know, play some music on the buses for y'all. Like, what does that even mean? Because I know he's making a deal with also bringing in artists to do the halftime show and things like that. Mm-hmm. So creatively, he's helping them. He's giving them more money. He's giving them access to Black artists who they obviously don't respect. And they don't obviously see the team, their players, as people in itself, at the same time. So I just feel like, I don't know. It's just weird to me that he would even fix his mouth to say that. It's the same thing with like, oh, this isn't relatable anymore, like with A$AP Rocky. Like, it's just kind of on the same playing field where you try to belittle one thing in order to make another point when you can just have both.
I mean, Jay-Z came from Marcy Projects and just be where he is now. I think he has just become far removed from it. Mm. And that's where we're at. So Bishop Talbert Swan, who's also from Black Twitter, he said, I think he had some negative things to say, but I agree with what he's saying. He says, Jigga says it's time to move past kneeling. He's not the guy that gets to determine that. He didn't sacrifice his entire career by taking a principled stand against white supremacy and injustice. Kaepernick did that. And that's facts. I agree with what he's saying. So Absolutely. Many people have been saying things. Charlamagne says, let the record show that the NFL edited all of my questions to Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that they chose Charlamagne.
Girl,
why, you know what I mean?
Okay, because I was going to say, like, I love Charlamagne, but you know what? He's a good journalist when he wants to be. No shade to you.
Thank you. No,
but facts. But to me, when he wants to be, and sometimes he picks and chooses when he wants to be respectful to the people that he's interviewing, too. And that's another thing that I have a problem with. And I feel like with Jay-Z, let me know what them questions were. I want to know what those questions were, because I know that sometimes he can be a little different with different people.
Absolutely.
And I agree. I don't know why Charlamagne's a speaker for the community. He's on a big platform.
But I think they're giving him too much of a platform, too. It's like, since when did he become the spokesperson for all Black people? Since when did Jay-Z become the spokesperson for all Black people?
Absolutely.
Faison Love even said that. He was like, y'all, like, and that's the thing. When we love someone, like, the way Black people love Beyonce or Jay-Z or Oprah, they almost become untouchable. Where we can't see them doing anything wrong in our eyes. And I think it's ridiculous. I'm not like that because honestly, like, I call it like I see it.
Period.
I just need to hear their side, the other person's side, and the truth. And that's what I want to know.
Right. You literally, know? That's all I want is the truth. What happened?
Right.
In actuality.
Because I'll switch up real quick.
Jay-Z, you have a record deal? Didn't know him. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Downloaded. Oh, sorry. What's his...
Which one?
His streaming for music.
Oh, Tidal.
Tidal. I mean, that's the thing is, Black people need to understand that we make everything happen when it comes to our community. So if you don't want to see this person succeed, you just don't have to invest time in them. Don't invest your money. Don't invest any of your energy whatsoever. And I don't think that we understand that type of power yet, because the same with Oprah when they had their issue with Michael Jackson, which to me I think was a boo-boo.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she is a journalist. She has the choice to be able to choose who she wants to interview. But at the same time, I just feel like if you're going to break away after years of kind of not really doing that big interviewing, why choose to do this one?
Right.
Not sure, but then the same thing with Jay-Z, why choose to do that? And also, too, Jay-Z's just done some really skeptical things in the past.
Oh, yeah, I didn't forget he stabbed somebody.
Well, and then also he's invested money into the metal that is made for probation and, like, ankle bracelets. Yeah, security ankle bracelets.
See, like, and that's greed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, with him and Kaepernick saying, oh, you know, are we waiting for Kaepernick to get a job, blah, blah, blah. I mean, again, Jay-Z, why couldn't you wait? That NFL deal could have come anytime. But just to wrap it up, Ness Nitty also had things to say.
His wife.
His wife, Kaepernick's wife. I'll be honest, I'm not going to read that. I'm not Mother Goose. But also, Sean King had a lot to say in his own response where he said that Jay-Z was wrong. And guess who agreed, which you'll see in Sean King's post? Rihanna also liked it. Mm-hmm. His own protege, okay? Jemele Hill had things to say. And then Colin also says, today, which he meant the 16, marks the 3-year anniversary of the first time I protested systemic oppression.
Absolutely.
So he's going to continue to work to that. I just think it sucks. Yeah.
Why wasn't he there?
Right. I mean, it's like they're still doing it. It's like they're still not giving this man a job, but you're laughing about we're past this.
Yeah, and then Dance Monkeys Dance to come in and be a halftime show. Oh, let's give them a halftime show to let them show. And then this social justice program that you guys are putting together for who? And if you don't, like, what's the rights that you're providing for your players? Because it's like, oh, they can't exercise their rights as regular people, but let's bring in some
and
more black artists.
And a nonviolent protest. But you guys, let us know what you think. Do you agree with Jay-Z? And if you do, let us know why. And if not, still let us know why.
No judgment.
Yeah.
No judgment.
For real.
Do what you want. As a black person, you make that decision for yourself, okay? But, you know, we have to definitely highlight the big issues that are going around, not only in the black community, but this also kind of ties in with the black community. Well, not kind of, it does. Tie in with the black community, but also in the brown community. Two NFL players bailed out an undocumented immigrant who, by the way, you guys, has been here since he was 3.
Yeah.
Been here since he was 3. He's a farm worker. His name is Jose Bello, and he was bailed out. He got in prison or jailed in May. Mm-hmm. So he'd been there because he couldn't afford to get out. It was $50,000 of a bond that he had to pay for. And Josh Norman of the Washington Redskins and Demario Davis of the New Orleans Saints contributed to the $50,000 bond and got him out. He's actually with his son. He was saying, back with my little man. Like, again, and this is what I mean, like, you're tearing apart families.
Can you imagine?
But the thing is, though, the gag is that the reason that they, he's been jailed twice, but the reason that he got jailed the second time was because he wrote a poem saying, Dear America, about criticizing the Trump administration and ICE. And so the 2 days later, after he had that poem, he got arrested. And it's just like, it's just crazy. Hopefully you guys actually look up that video because it's a beautiful poem. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate that you feel that you're doing a greater good, and I don't really know. Again, these people, if y'all live in California, this is Mexico.
Right.
I don't know why. Texas, really, I mean, the half part of this entire Washington, all of that, really the entire United States of America is Native American, indigenous people's property. Why do y'all feel like, and this is for non-black people, or not non-black people, but white people specifically, sorry, we gotta call you out for a moment.
Okay.
Because most of the time it's y'all that have a problem. These people have been here. This is their land. This is where, and it wasn't taken from them legally. It was stolen from them. And now you want to make up these laws to tell them they can't come back into their land. And then the one time when they are here, you want to kick them out and do these mass shootings. Because again, with this 3 mass shootings that just got stopped around the country, I think it was Florida, Ohio. Mm-hmm. You're trying to take out people who originally have been here, and then you're telling these same people to leave. You leave.
I think it's ridiculous. And I'm like, Trump, why are you not commenting on this? This has already gone viral. He had an eloquent poem. It's not like he was talking crap about it. It's just, he was just saying, this has been my experience. And this is not what America is about. And it's like, what I just don't understand. If he's been here since 3, this is all he knows.
Yeah.
You were that little boy he had didn't even look to be 2 years old yet.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you want to separate him. It was 3 months. From his child, like, for
that's
what?
That's crazy.
And contributing positively to, and my thing, again, with the mass shootings that have been taken out in the past 2 weeks have been all white males.
Yeah.
So.
But mental health, right?
But right, because Trump said, oh, we need to make more mental health institutions and programs. Oh, but you wanted to kill, you wanted to put the death penalty on 5 teen boys who didn't do it. But you wanted to kill teens. These people are willingly going out, buying militia online, and then building it at their homes, putting out text messages to orchestrate mass shootings, domestic terrorist attacks. Correct me.
And then he's saying video games, and it's just like, Trump, choose one. And if you are going to come up with these mental health institutions, what about the payments? Because that's expensive. What are you going to do?
Okay. Like, and I'd be damned if I give Chad $25,000 out of my
tax money. Okay, no.
To help you stay not in prison.
Figure it out.
Because we did.
Okay.
For 400 plus years. And I'm tired.
We did our best.
Brown people tired. You know. Asian people are tired. We tired, okay?
And it just gets to a point where it just comes from, like, a fear perspective of it. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things now, especially with this whole, you know, there's just a scenario with just like ICE cracking down on so many people. Like, it's got me to the point where I have to have my passport in my car just in case I get pulled over for any reason or if I get cracked down or anything, because I was born here. I've lived my whole life here, and so I consider myself true American and everything. But of course, I always embrace my Latino roots. I'm from Guatemala.
Yeah,
my family's from Guatemala, so I always embrace it. But then it comes to that fear as well, where it's just like I have family and I have friends who are undocumented. However, they pretty much live here for their entire lives, and they don't know anything else, so they consider themselves American too. And it's one of those injustices where it's just. It's kind of fearful now where if someone asks them, they're just like, where are you from and everything, they just really don't want to answer because they don't want to just, you know,
it's just ridiculous. And, like, do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, racial profiling. You're assuming because I'm Latinx member that I'm not a documented person or that I'm not a citizen. And like you said, you've been here for years. I'm sure your family, your friends that you just spoke about have been here for years. And they are more American than most of the people who travel over here.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. Is the same with black people. Black people have been here for years, and still we're second class citizens. The same with brown people.
I want my reparations too. Okay,
Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, do something.
Because you're talking about it. Child, what's his name? I'm blanking out with my politician.
It's all good,
right? But our tweet for Black Twitter, pretty much it proved the entire point of after him getting arrested. Dear America, Jose Bello. Literally. Like, literally, you just proved the entire point. You're now mad because we're first of all, where is the democracy and freedom of speech?
The land of the free. And it's like, you and I, we are transplants to California.
Right.
But I've lived here about 4 years.
Same.
I'm from here now. Like, I am a Cali girl. And I know that Californians don't say Cali, but it is what it is. And I'm from here now. This is all I know.
Well, some Californians do say Cali. I say Cali.
Okay,
but that's more of like a SoCal type of thing. I don't think a lot of people up north say it. I mean, I do know some people up north that do say Cali, but I think it's more of a SoCal thing that says it.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, hey, listen. It's weird, and
it is.
And message to black and brown people, because I know the relationship is a little weird in California.
Mm-hmm.
Stick together. Like, we don't need to fight against each other. We don't need to have drama because we are literally in the same boat.
Right? No, okay. Literally. saying that
the same every person of color, because I'm not gonna call us minorities because we're clearly the majority.
True. If I could say something that we always say together, nos quedamos unidos, which pretty much says we always stay together.
Yes.
Yeah.
People of color everywhere. Like, if
we have to.
Absolutely. And
it
I'm
doesn't
glad,
make sense to not do. Like, I'll be honest, when I moved out here, I was like, what is going on?
Okay, yeah.
Because East Coast, like,
yeah.
If you have melanin, it is what it is. Like, we're on the same side. But out here, it's a little more divided.
Which is weird, because I'm from the Midwest, and
it's...
We all kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
but like at the same time, like for me, Confederate flags and stuff, that wasn't a big deal because we were raised around it. Like, I mean, I'd go to school and the friends that I had that
same.
Were white, they had Confederate flags.
It was on their trucks.
Like, like, I mean,
their
hardcore, like
a big banner. I remember in
Billy
Virginia
Ray.
We had it, and like, well, we didn't have it, but like our neighbors, like we would drive down. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was huge.
Oh yeah, I mean, if I go
it was
home
bigger
now,
than this.
It's still down the street from my place. I mean, it never is like, it wasn't a big deal until I moved to a place where everybody was so liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, you know, I'm glad you feel this way. But yeah, like, again, message to everybody that is of color and white allies, stick with each other. Don't fight. We're going to have our differences. Our struggles are not the same, but at the same time, we can come together to fix our struggles. So, yeah, that's really where I want to leave it off at. But, you know, we're going to pray for all the people.
Okay, that's
hateful.
All we can do.
Okay. Okay. And we're going to pray for some men out there because they might get caught up cheating. So a Tanzanian politician wants to launch a database for married men in order to catch cheaters, y'all. Okay. Can you imagine? Would you want your man on a database?
I feel like I'm 50-50 about it because I'm like, I would, but then it's like, if I found out, then I'd be pissed. So it's like,
ooh, but I would want. Do you believe it's better not to know?
Oh my gosh, no. And we're Aries, we want to know everything. Like, even if it pisses me off, just tell me. Truth, honesty. Like, we want that the most. And it's like, women do want that, even though it doesn't seem like we do. We do.
Right.
So.
Right. And absolutely not.
But not that way. And like, I just want you to just be straight up with me. But people don't like honesty. They don't have to be honest with themselves, so.
Okay. Come on. Egos. Mm-hmm. But yeah, his name is Paul Makonda of Tanzania. Makonda is a regional commissioner of Dar es Salaam.
Okay.
I try. Makonda, but he also was once, he proposed to citizens to start reporting gay people in a country where same-sex relationships are banned. So he's not all great, you guys. I mean, he's not all great in this either, because I feel like these personal relationships should be handled personally.
Yeah.
But whatever. But to Black Twitter, though, Cole_Cole World, that's a funny, breaking up is better than fighting unhealthy marriage. Remember that. I agree.
Yes.
Personally, if you had a database that would call up married men, I wouldn't be mad at it. Like, I mean, I just think that I just feel like your budget and your funding needs to go somewhere else.
Right.
But all right.
That's just, I feel like it's just so much energy. Like, and if it takes that much energy, just break up. Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
If you feel that way, you know.
It may not be worth it.
But see, that's the thing, is they're going to have a database for just married men. So we don't really know if they, so like if you cheat on somebody, you can like, or if you cheat with somebody, you can like search them up and be like, ooh, he's already married. I can report him.
Mm.
Yeah. So he claims Makonda.
That's just messy.
So he claims he's doing this because he's tired of women getting, you know, cheated on and getting played by men. What's your relationship look like, Makonda? I need to know.
Right. And then it's also just the integrity of people. Like, what if you just keep a secret anyway? Like, okay, he's married, whatever.
Yeah.
Coming to you as a woman. Like, nobody wants
that.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a sexist problem, even though, like, y'all had an advance for a long time.
And there'll probably be boys on there, too. Men on there, too. Like, calling out married men. Let's get into it.
Ooh,
it's going to be women and men.
Let's talk about the team.
All ages, unfortunately.
The cold world.
Literally.
Listen, don't have just us two, okay?
No, for real. Aries energy.
Listen, but the world might not be that much colder, because we have a quick mention, which is celebratory.
Woo!
The Proud Family is coming back. How'd it go?
Proud. Family. What? You and me will always be tight. Family every single day. Night. Even though you stop acting like a fool, I do. I know that I can always be myself. And you don't want anybody else. You know there's no one I love as much as you.
Family.
A family. See, you be going too fast.
See, I'm trying to do the background. But no, so amazing, though. I'm sure you guys are excited. So at 47 meters down the carpet, Tommy Davidson talked to a reporter at Where's the Buzz TV, and he confirmed that, well, not confirmed, but he actually asked about whether or not Proud Family was coming back, because, of course, we all love Proud Family. And so he says, I forgot to tell you that the Proud Family is coming back. Proud Family is going to be streaming on Disney services. Yeah, Proud Family is coming back. They told me not to tell you. So, it's going to be on Disney Plus, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. So, we just do want to put that out there in good graces. Hopefully, it is going to be a real thing, because I'd be excited to see Proud Family
Disney's
again.
Taken over. Like, okay.
No, but literally.
Like, because I am still able to access That's So Raven on one of these other Disney channels, which is dope, but I'm looking forward to Proud Family. Pepper Ann, bring that back.
Wow, throwback.
Weekenders. Like, just all the stuff that's nostalgic. Like, just bring it back.
And all the of color shows that were on Disney, because are there... Well, there's few. There's Doc McStuffins, and what else is on? Because, like...
I'm talking about the nostalgic stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, it was pretty lit. It was pretty, like, black lit back in the day on Disney Channel.
It was
more
diverse.
Yeah, like Fillmore, if you guys remember Fillmore.
Yes. Fillmore. You guys, he was... That middle school detective with the glasses. My dad used to stay up and watch it with me, too.
Aww.
And I'd be like, I'm going to watch before I go to bed. Like, I loved Fillmore.
Yeah,
so
no.
Much.
Proud Family. I love Raven's Home, too. That revamp was dope.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. I watched that with my niece.
It's not bad at all.
Super dope. But yeah, and also in great, great, great blackety news is Atlanta is creating more $1 million businesses faster than any other city. And if y'all know anything about Atlanta, that's a real black city.
My hometown. That's where I was born.
You know, I got back to place.
You know, Virginia raised, but Atlanta born.
Right, Cali grown.
Yes, Cali grown. Virginia raised, Atlanta born. It's a lot.
I'm not about to play. Listen, I'm from Missouri, y'all. Kansas City, Missouri, gang, show me states. You know what it is. But yes, Atlanta is creating more $1 million businesses faster than any other city in the world. And I think, I believe in the country, we'll start with there first. But you never know. We could take on the world.
Would you move to Atlanta?
You know, I've I've never considered it, but so many people say, if from Missouri or from Kansas City, including my sister, she was like, honestly, you should move there because, like, it's so much like Kansas City. And it's just hella black, hella, you know, just on that woke stuff.
And so, it's just good people. Like, just really, I haven't been back since I was, like, 14 for my birthday, but it's just the people, the food.
Okay, girl, because you listen, because out here, I don't know what these ain't black people out here. Listen, I don't.
The southern food.
You had to start there, no, okay? For real. Because I know for me being. Listen, I love my
and
black
a lot of
Californians.
People come different.
listen. Black people in California. I'm gonna tell y'all one good time only. Get it together, because I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's not. They're drinking from some different water because it ain't the water that we put.
Not enough salt.
I don't. Listen, we missed it.
The corporate is really dry. Just add a little more milk to the Jiffy, okay? That's all.
You know, I'm not. You know, we're not gonna dog y'all out completely, but you know, I'm just saying, let's pick up some tips and tricks from some Southern Belles. I'm just, you know, or marry somebody.
We should think about that. Just think, you know, I want to be bi-coastal one day. You know, like New York maybe, but I think Atlanta is a good city for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Know? And D.C.
I mean, and that's near Virginia, so, you know, it's not as much for journalism as much like that we want to do like entertainment based.
Yeah.
But
it's more like production, tech companies, hair companies, because, you know, I mean, black women are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. Let's put that out there, too. And a lot of their businesses are in Atlanta. So, you know, and obviously the World Wide Web on social media and stuff like that, all that good jazz. But yeah, tell us how you guys feel. Tell us where you live.
Yes.
Tell us about the black people in your home.
Shout your town out.
Right. And who cooks well and who doesn't.
Right.
You know, just saying. We got to step it up a notch. Kick it up a notch.
Just
like
a couple.
Bow. But no. So
I want soul food.
Okay. Doolin's. Great soul food that I would definitely put my Midwestern stamp on is Doolin's is pretty good. Doolin's is in Englewood, another black area.
Love Englewood.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Same. Baldwin Hills, that type of jazz. Doolin's is really good. That's I would say that's my favorite soul food place so far here. I mean, it's still not Missouri or just the South and Midwest.
Yeah.
But it's decent. I like it. Like black owned businesses.
Okay.
You know. Doing it. But we gotta know who said that though.
Who
said that? Jamie, tell us who said that.
All right, guys. One of my favorite segments here on the Black Twitter after show. Okay, this is our show.
Okay.
But anyway, you might think you know your celebrities, but do you really? So I'm gonna give you an anonymous tweet. You gotta let me know who said that. Okay, so let's get started. This first tweet is, last night I was having so much fun at the club, dancing, getting lit, and my girl turns to me and says, I can see in your eyes you're sad. And I wonder how many other people notice. So first of all, like, why did her friend even, like, blow her whole vibe? She said she was dancing, getting lit, probably had a nice drink, and then all of a sudden she sees that you're sad.
Well, which, you know, friends
you
know
a good friend will know that, and they will let you know. But it's like, dang, right then and there?
Yeah, I know. We at the club, girl.
Right.
I'm drunk. You know, I might cry in the car later.
Right. So we got to figure out who said that, so I'll give you some options.
All right.
Justine Skye. You know, she about her emo shit, you know.
Yeah, she yeah. do, don't
and it's
she?
Like, I'm like, girl, I don't know if it's like the Virgo in her.
Or the Kardashians.
That too, but like, and also, why is she still hanging out with them? You don't need to hang around Kendall. You don't have to do it, but.
Blink twice, Justine.
No, for real.
If you good.
So Justine Skye, Tinashe, okay, or Kehlani.
Dang. Because they all be on that same type of
they
like.
Do.
They really show their emotions.
So Kehlani. Tinashe or Justine Skye?
I'm going with Tinashe.
Okay, you did it! Hey! Tinashe said that.
Okay.
So hopefully she's okay. I mean, you know, just even like music career wise, like, you know, she does have good music, but it's just not making the waves that it should.
You know, can I say something? Do you think what messed it up for her was when she said that light-skinned girls are not getting the play that they,
I think it was already, like, kind of messed up for her at that time, too. Mm. Because, like, her music, it just does not last. It doesn't stick.
Mm.
And I think when she was less known and she was doing, like, her EPs, like, she had a whole different vibe.
Okay.
Then she kind of got more into the mainstream look and vibe of things. And also, she did, I think she did Little Shop.
Okay.
No, it was a little shop. It might have been Little Shop. It was her, Vanessa Hudgens. They did a musical for NBC. And I want to say it was Little Shop of Horrors. But no, I'm sorry, it was for Rent.
Okay.
It was for Rent.
And she's talented.
She's very talented. She's a great dancer. Mm-hmm. And she played one of the characters. I forget it. I'm a huge musical fan. But anyway, mm-hmm. she played one of the characters. But they couldn't even go live because the main character broke his leg the day of.
Oh.
So they had to air the pre-tape show. And you know that on NBC, that's huge. So he kind of ruined it for everybody.
So she's just got a lot going on.
She had a lot going on.
All right.
But anyway, our next tweet for Who Said That? Okay. Now. It's all about the Virgos.
Okay.
Okay. So it says, say what you want about Virgos, but when you miss us, you really miss us. I don't know about that, but a lot of my close friends are Virgos. Aries and Virgos get along for the most part.
Well, yeah, I think, I'm going to say this. Virgos are cool.
They are.
I'm just now getting close with them. I love earth signs. I'll say that. I can put my stamp on that.
And earth signs take me a little bit more time. Like, I like all people, but it's just, you know, I'm an acquired taste, so.
Yeah, Aries are a lot.
Yeah,
we admit that.
We
admit. We are a lot.
We know.
But we're a lot in, you know, heavy duty.
In a good way. Okay.
Okay.
Ow. Can you handle it? All right. But who said that? All right. So I'll give you your options, okay?
Uh-huh.
The options are Wiz Khalifa. He's a Virgo.
Okay.
Ludacris, also a Virgo. Or Wale.
I feel like that's something Wale would say.
Ain't he from D.C., DMV? You think so, Wale? All right.
No, wait. Okay, wait.
That's your final answer.
Because I honestly feel like I saw this tweet.
Hmm.
I feel like it was, I'm just going to say Wale.
Okay, well, you're wrong. It was Wiz Khalifa. And, you know, he doesn't tweet like that. Wale tweets a lot more, so I could see how you thought that. It's okay. It's okay. We got one more try. All right. So for our next tweet. All right. It says, I know that meow still slap. You know what I mean? And then this person responds saying, you know it. So.
Oh, I saw this one too. I don't know. I freaking know who it was.
All right. I'll give you options. We'll see if you know. Okay. Is it Jennifer Lewis? You know, she's kind of raunchy.
She is raunchy.
Niecy Nash or Jack A. Harry?
Jackie. I saw that
one.
Jackie.
Okay. It's definitely right. You got it.
2 out of 3,
not bad,
You know it, girl.
But she's crazy. She's so crazy. I still love her, and I still love her as Lisa from Sister Sister, mm-hmm. and also when she was in 212, so, yeah.
Okay, first of all.
That was the name of the show, right?
It's good. I don't know.
Charged to my head,
right,
my
heart. We're trying to get
the 80s.
Get it together. right. We doing the best
it's
we know how.
Before our time.
Okay. Give us some slack.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you know what?
227, sorry.
You should be happy about your cootie cat. You
exactly.
know,
at any age.
At any age, you know? Bust it down, Tatiana.
Yeah.
But not Jackiana. Do what you gotta do.
Jackiana.
Okay. Jackiana.
Yeah.
Jackiana.
Also, I want to shout out our live chat, too. So KJ first said, I think Jay-Z is full of... And I was like, why? So they say, well, long story short, I think he is capitalizing off social justice movement.
Absolutely.
It's no different from the way that Colin Kaepernick capitalizes off of the movement either. Ooh. You need to let us know more about that in the comments. And for those of you that have more to say about that, let us know in the comments, too. We love the feedback.
Because I was going to say, to rebuttal just a little bit.
Go for it.
I feel like Colin Kaepernick had no choice. It was just kind of a part of what was going on. Plus, he had no other way of making money.
He still wants to work, though.
Yeah, that's my thing.
So it's either that or choose another avenue, hun.
But that's my thing is the Nike deal, Nike came to him with the deal. Like, all of these things that were happening, it's not like he went out and said, I'm kneeling, y'all pay me. Like, he didn't do that. It was more of, people were like, we see the situation you're in, we're going to help you out. And I just don't think Colin's that type of person, but, you know, tell us what you think in, you know,
yes.
the comment section. You know, let us know, because, you know, we be ready. But, unfortunately, you guys, that's all we have for you this evening. But I'm so happy that you guys stuck with us, especially with us just two.
But that's Aries. At least you can handle it, you know.
Gang, you know, do what we gotta do. But, again, see us next week, Monday, 7 p.m. PST time. Same day, same time. If you're not there, then you're kind of square, okay?
Okay.
It is what it is. But, again, you can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV. My name is Rocky.
Yes, and I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, JAIMI.
See you guys next time.
Peace.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.